Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Alaska no longer will require travelers to have a negative COVID-19 test when arriving in the state. That's according to Governor Mike Dunleavy, who said Sunday when outlining plans for the state to transition into a recovery phase.
The biggest obvious change for a lot of folks will be at the airports. There will be no longer any mandatory testing at the airports. The ability to get tested will still remain at the airports for some time over the next several months. So if anyone wants to get tested, if anyone feels that they want to make sure and double check whether they are free of the virus, they can do so at the airports. But if you wish to get on the plane at the airport without a test, you can do that. You need to be careful. There are protocols still at the airports. There's new federal protocols, as some of you know, that were implemented by the new administration, the Biden administration, with regard to mask wearing at the airports. But nonetheless, the testing that the state had that was mandatory for those coming into the state of Alaska, that no longer is in play.
That announcement came after the state's emergency declaration expired Sunday. Governor Dunleavy ordered his commissioners and state employees to continue following the policies that were in place under the declaration. However, officials will spend the next several weeks reviewing which policies are still needed. Previously, non-Alaska residents were charged $250 for those COVID-19 tests. Another advisory announced by the governor continues to encourage Alaskans to wear masks and social distance. And by the way, the orders from the governor do not affect what rules are put in place by municipalities such as Anchorage, as they currently have a mask mandate in place there. Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski says former President Trump failed to uphold his oath of office when he incited the deadly attack on the U.S. Capitol last month. The Republican lawmaker says that she voted to convict Trump in the impeachment trial because he ordered his supporters to march to the Capitol on January 6th and then took no actions to stop them when things got violent. She also adds that former President Trump was not concerned about the members of Congress or his own vice president, but was solely concerned about retaining power. She spoke to the media late last week.
I am looking at what we are seeing now. I have said that I will look to the evidence that is presented. The evidence that has been presented thus far is pretty damning. But I also know that I have an obligation, a responsibility, and one that I accept to listen to what the defense will present. The series of videos that we've seen, again, a reminder of what we all lived through. And unfortunately, what some did not live through is greatly, greatly disturbing. Frankly, I don't see how after the American public sees the full story laid out here, not just in one snippet on this day and another on that, but this whole scenario that has been, I don't see how Donald Trump could be reelected to the presidency again.
Murkowski is one of seven Republican senators to vote to convict the former president, who was acquitted over the weekend in a 57-43 vote. An investigation was launched in Alaska after human remains were found following a fire that destroyed a cabin near a fishing lodge northwest of Anchorage. Troopers on Friday said the cabin belonged to the winter caretaker of the Wilderness Place Lodge, a sport fishing lodge near Lake Creek, according to the Anchorage Daily News. The creek runs south of Denali National Park and Reserve. The owner of the lodge contacted authorities on February 8th, saying they had not heard from the lodge's winter caretaker after he missed his weekly check-in. The owner said a resident nearby rode a snow machine over to reach the caretaker and found the cabin burned to the ground with no signs of recent activity or the caretaker. Fire marshals with the Alaska Department of Public Safety went to investigate and found human remains at the site. The cause of the fire currently undetermined. State business records show the lodge is owned by Jason Rockvam and Corey Wendt, who said on Friday the cabin was located on one end of the property away from the lodge. He declined to provide additional comment. The state medical examiner is expected to identify the remains. Trooper spokesman said that additional details will be released after next of kin is notified. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.